Hello there, I am Fumi. Welcome back to another deep dive into the rapidly shifting world of artificial intelligence. If you have been following the news or even just scrolling through your social media feeds, you know that the pace of AI development feels breathless. It can be overwhelming. There is so much noise, so many headlines screaming about the next big thing. That is why I am here. My job is to slow things down. I want to take a step back and look at what the research is actually telling us. Not just the hype, but the science. Every Sunday, I run a comprehensive scan of the research landscape. I look at academic databases to see what papers are trending. What are scientists reading? What are engineers discussing? And most importantly, what does it mean for you? This week, the results were fascinating, and honestly, a little surprising. We often think of AI research as a race for the newest, shiniest object. We expect the most popular papers to be the ones published yesterday, but this week's scan told a different story. It reveals that the community is taking a moment to reflect. They are looking back at foundational work while simultaneously pushing forward into the future. So, grab a cup of coffee, or tea, get comfortable. Let's unpack the insights from last week's most popular AI research. The first thing that stood out in this week's analysis is something I like to call the relevance paradox. Here is what I mean. When we set out to find the top papers of the week, we usually expect to see research that was just released. But the data shows that popularity is not just about newness. It is about utility. It is about relevance. A significant number of the most read papers this week were not published in the last 7 days. Some are months old. Some are even older than that. Now, why would that happen? Think about it like music. Sometimes an old song shoots to the top of the charts because it was featured in a new movie, or because it captures a feeling that everyone is having right now. The same thing is happening in AI research. The community is circling back to foundational papers on large language models, or LLMs. They are rereading studies on generative AI, because we have moved past the wow phase. We are now in the how does this actually work phase. Engineers and developers are encountering real-world problems, so they are going back to the manuals. They are going back to the architectural blueprints to understand the tools they are using. It suggests that the industry is maturing. We are moving from pure experimentation to practical integration. And that transition is messy. It requires deep study. So, what are the specific themes that kept popping up in this library of research? There are three big ones: healthcare, education, and the ever-present question of ethics. Let's start with healthcare. This is perhaps the most high-stakes arena for artificial intelligence. The research papers trending this week are heavily focused on the practical application of models like ChatGPT in medical settings. Imagine a doctor's office. It is busy. The phone is ringing. The doctor is rushing from patient to patient. One of the biggest bottlenecks in healthcare is not a lack of medical knowledge. It is a lack of time. It is the administrative burden. The research suggests we are seeing a massive push to use LLMs to alleviate this. We are talking about systems that can listen to a patient consultation and automatically generate the medical notes, or systems that can sift through thousands of pages of a patient's history to flag potential drug interactions. But here is where it gets nuanced. And this is why the research is so deep. It is not just about efficiency. It is about accuracy and safety. The papers highlight a critical tension. On one hand, these models are incredibly good at summarizing information. They can explain complex diagnoses in simple language that a patient can understand. That is a huge benefit. On the other hand, we have the hallucination problem. If you have used a chatbot, you know that sometimes it just makes things up. It sounds confident. It sounds authoritative, but it is wrong. Now, if a chatbot makes up a fact about a movie, it is annoying. If it makes up a fact about a dosage for a heart medication, it is catastrophic. So the research we are seeing this week is laser-focused on this gap. How do we keep the empathy and the communication skills of the AI, but put guardrails around the medical facts? Researchers are proposing new architectures. They are looking at ways to ground these models in verified medical databases. So instead of the AI guessing the next word based on the entire internet, it is forced to check its work against a trusted medical textbook first. It is a fascinating development. It shows we are moving from AI as a novelty to AI as a trusted partner. Now, let's pivot to the second major theme, education. If healthcare is about high stakes, education is about high impact. This is about the next generation. When ChatGPT first arrived, the reaction in the education sector was, well, let's call it panic. There was a lot of fear about cheating, about the death of the essay. But the popular papers from this week show a shift in the conversation. The research is no longer just asking, how do we stop students from using this? Instead, it is asking, how do we use this to teach better? One of the most exciting concepts appearing in the literature is the idea of the intelligent tutor. Think back to your own time in school. Maybe you had a class with 30 other students. The teacher stands at the front. They teach at one speed. If you are faster than that speed, you get bored. If you are slower, you get left behind. It is a one-size-fits-all model, and we know it is not perfect. The research explores how LLMs can act as personalized tutors for every single student. Imagine a system that knows exactly where you are struggling. Let's say a student is stuck on a math problem. A standard calculator just gives the answer. That helps with the homework, but it does not help with the learning. The new research focuses on AI that acts like a Socrates. It does not give the answer. It asks a question. It guides the student. It says, "That is an interesting approach, but have you considered this variable?" This is a profound shift. It moves AI from being a tool for cheating to being a tool for critical thinking. However, the papers also highlight the digital divide. If these advanced AI tutors are only available to wealthy school districts or developed nations, we risk widening the gap between the haves and the have-nots. The research emphasizes that deployment has to be equitable. It is a reminder that technology does not exist in a vacuum. It exists in society. And that brings us perfectly to the third pillar of this week's research: ethics and architecture. I am grouping these together because, interestingly, the research shows they are becoming the same thing. In the past, we built the technology first, and then we asked the ethical questions later. We built the car, and then realized we needed seatbelts. The popular papers this week suggest that with generative AI, we are trying to build the seatbelts into the engine itself. We are seeing deep dives into the architecture of LLMs. Researchers are asking hard questions about bias. If an AI model is trained on the internet, it learns the biases of the internet. And we all know the internet is not exactly a neutral place. The research looks at techniques to unlearn these biases. How do we mathematically adjust the weights in the neural network so that the model is fair? How do we ensure it does not stereotype based on gender or race or culture? This is incredibly difficult technical work. It is not just a matter of filtering out bad words. It is about understanding context and nuance. One of the key insights from the scan is the focus on explainability. Right now, many of these models are what we call black boxes. We put a question in, we get an answer out, but we do not really know what happened in the middle. We do not know why the AI made that decision. For a doctor using AI for a diagnosis or a teacher using it for grading, "I don't know" is not an acceptable answer. So a lot of the trending research is dedicated to cracking open that black box. Scientists are developing methods to trace the reasoning process of the AI they want the model to be able to show its work. Imagine asking an AI, "Why did you recommend this investment strategy?" And the AI can reply, "I analyzed these three market trends, weighed them against your risk tolerance, and prioritized this factor." That level of transparency is the holy grail. And the research shows we are inching closer to it. So, what does all of this add up to? When I look at the full picture of this week's research scan, I feel a sense of cautious optimism. We are seeing a move away from the wild west of AI development. The popularity of these specific papers, covering healthcare, education, and ethics, tells me that the community is getting serious. We are no longer just amazed that the dog can speak. We are now trying to make sure the dog says something useful, accurate, and kind. The focus on healthcare shows we want this technology to heal us. The focus on education shows we want it to help us grow. And the focus on ethics shows we want it to reflect our best values, not our worst ones. But there is one final thought I want to leave you with. The report mentioned that some of the popular papers were future-dated anticipations. That means researchers are writing about problems we haven't even hit yet. They are thinking about what happens when AI becomes even more integrated into our lives. What happens when it is not just in our computers, but in our homes, in our decision-making processes? This forward-looking perspective is vital. It means we are trying to be proactive rather than reactive. As we move into next week, I want you to keep an eye on how these themes play out in the real world. When you see a news story about AI in schools, remember the research on personalized tutors. When you hear about AI in hospitals, remember the work being done on accuracy and safety. The gap between the research paper and the real world is shrinking every day. I will be here again next week to track that progress, to sift through the noise, and to bring you the signal. Thank you for listening. This has been Fumi. Stay curious, and I will speak with you soon.